Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dodd, and today is Tuesday, April 7, 2020. I hope things are going smoothly for you in whatever the new normal looks like in the days of social distancing. For me, the biggest challenge right now is one you might be able to hear in the background of this introduction, as it appears our 8-year-old and our 3-year-old are currently hitting homers in an epic baseball game one floor below me. Such is the nature of the challenge for many of us right now, I suppose. I hope it's not too annoying if you can hear it. Today, we take a first look at the security ramifications that many solution providers are having to solve for as they help many of their customers rapidly move to a work-from-home environment. I'm joined by ESET Canada Country Manager Bob Bonneau and his channel chief Cam Leatham to discuss just that. We talk about ESET's own transition over the last month and what it's learned along the way, what kinds of products and services are selling right now, and how solution providers can offer a sober second look at just how secure their customers are once the crazy early days of getting gear in and setting people up to work from home are done. We discuss the products ESET has in its quiver to help solution providers solve for those problems, the offerings that companies put in place to help customers ramp up quickly, and the kinds of flexibility it's offering its partners to help them help their customers. It's an interesting conversation on a critical topic for many solution providers right now, so let's get right into it. My chat with Bob and Cam from ESET Canada. And thanks for taking the time. Firstly, and most importantly, how are you guys? How are your families? And how's your team?
Well, hi, Rob. Thanks. Yes, the family's doing well. It's certainly an adjustment, you know, working from home and having family kind of around during the day. But happy to report that safe and isolated. Appreciate the question.
Yeah, very similar for myself. You know, I'm used to working in the home office environment, so that's not much of a change. Having the kids around all the time certainly is, but we've been doing quite well. Thanks for asking.
Good to hear. It sounds like, Cam, certainly there's at least some degree of work from home as a general fact at ESET. But just curious, how have things changed in terms of the internal experience at ESET over the last month?
Yeah, so maybe I'll take that one, Cam. Yeah, so Rob, it's certainly changed. I think the answer that anyone would give you to that same question today would likely be the same. You know, we saw the kind of situation unfolding. I think as an executive team at a North American level, we tried to stay on top of it as quick as we could. But you know, we started meeting as an executive team to really try to get our arms around what we thought this was going to kind of materialize into and how it might play out. And it, you know, as much as I think we tried to give a good run at being predictive on it, it certainly, you know, it still surprised us to some degree. But we did start meeting as an executive team to try to get our arms around what we think we might have to do in order to respond to it. And you know, happy to say today that I think we have transitioned fully to a remote work workforce, both in Canada and the U.S. It was certainly a bit of an easier task for the Canadian office being a smaller one. But there was a lot of kind of pivots and moves that need to happen, right? We had to kind of scramble to procure technology to do some enhancements to some of the software that we rely on in order to kind of maintain a pretty collaborative experience with everyone kind of, again, working remotely and having to rely on some of these collaboration tools a little bit more. So, you know, our new world is certainly a little different, but, you know, I'm happy to report that a few weeks in, we're at a good place with respect to being able to continue to you know, refocus as much as we can on what the priorities of our business are, and the touch points and the meetings and the cadences that we've got amongst the team are now in place and strong.
All right. I'm curious, when you're talking to partners, you know, what you're kind of talking to them about these days and what you're prioritizing with the partner base here in Canada.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been trying to be as active as possible in reaching out and offering assistance to both the partners and the customers during this this time. To be honest, we've been leaving a lot of voicemail. you know, not everyone is transitioned phones over to ring on their cells, and people are busy. So I think overall, it's the response that we've gotten has been, you know, thankful that we're looking out for the partners, we're able to assist them, and we really haven't seen a dip at all in business. You know, in fact, we're coming off a very strong double-digit growth quarter, and you know, March was very strong as well. So I think we're benefiting from some of the companies that have had to move their traditional office workers to a remote location, and they're looking for security products to help ensure that that's a safe transition for their employees right now.
Yeah, what are some of the security challenges that you've seen or heard from your partners and customers? Obviously, it's sort of an underpinning that's getting talked about a lot through this phase is sort of the need for those security underpinnings of any aspect of work from home that perhaps have not been considered to date.
Yeah, I think at the most basic, there's a lot of people that were looking for hardware products, laptops, cameras, that sort of thing, to assist their employees in transitioning there. I understand it's been a little bit of a challenge to get all of the equipment that that the partners were trying to source and the customers were needing. We certainly had some challenges in the U.S. with doing similar, having access to the cameras and the corporate standard laptop. So I think companies have been flexible in allowing their employees to work from their home PC. So it's ensuring that there's antivirus products, VPN. We've seen some interest in two-factor authentication. And then also just in safe practices outside of the corporate network. So our ESET cybersecurity awareness training is something that we've seen a marked increase in interest and in sales over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that, because as much as we talked about, the need for everyone in an organization to be security literate, when everyone was on the same network and pulling from those protected centrally resources, I think that's been an even finer point put on that by the fact that now everyone's on disparate networks and connecting from home, and there's a lot less perhaps potential for overall IT security lockdown, in terms of the on-high corporate IT sense of it.
Yeah, we're certainly hearing and seeing that. The odd companies having challenges with deploying some of the upgrades that they'd like to do at this point, just because they're not all the PCs and laptops are on the corporate network. So, we're working with folks. We're offering health checks with customers and helping them out from a remote perspective to get their infrastructure as protected as possible. So definitely interesting times.
Interesting times indeed. What have you seen your partners doing in terms of interesting or innovative strategies and what they're able to do in terms of flexibility with their customers?
I think being available, responding quickly to some of the needs. Initially we saw, a little bit of a less focus on new business for us, where the partners and the customers are really trying to source that hardware. Mm-hmm. I think a couple weeks into this, that is starting to shift. So we started to do some more activities around demos for new customers. I think the topic of creative financing or deferred payments is something that I know our partner Ingram Micro has made some announcements in that respect and in helping from a credit line perspective. We're certainly here to help and work with both our distribution partner as well as our direct ESET partners to ensure that we're giving them all those tools. Some of those tools that we've worked on very quickly with the marketing team has been a marked increase in remote workplace marketing collateral that the partners can leverage. We're offering some consumer and business 90-day free trials just to help extend protection to customers that might be in a little bit of a bind now. And also offering creativity around enlarging some of our existing customers as they are looking for an ESET corporate standard to be deployed on some of those consumer laptops and desktops that are being used right now. We've seen definitely an increase in supporting a remote workforce, obviously, in this time. And we're trying to give the partners a number of tools and creative solutions to, you know, to just protect customers and assist them during this, you know, kind of difficult time.
Say, if I could add to that too, Cam and Rob, is just, I think the other thing too is while we, you know, as an organization, as a vendor, try to come up with creative ways and offers, and you know, whether that be, you know, like Cam suggested, access to our technology for a period of time at no charge, or, you know, financing options. You know, we try to be as proactive as we can to kind of make these available. But I think, you know, in reaching out to our partners, our messaging is really, really one of support. So, you know, bring the scenarios forward, bring the situations forward. We understand that you're helping customers deal with some pretty challenging times. And so, you know, we want to be open to a dialogue around, you know, how can we help them solve problems for their customers. So again, while we do our best to try to proactively put stuff out to market, that's not to say we're going to shy away from a conversation with a partner on how to kind of support a mutual customer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a time when both you and your partners are happy to have those sort of dual arsenals of the corporate products as well as the personal products for when they need to get quickly up and running in a new home environment.
Yeah, we're you know, we've got a whole host of security products to cover people, you know, definitely want to get it into the hands of the folks that need it most during this time. We've got a full staff, you know, full resources, technical, sales engineers to assist. So, you know, if partners out there are hearing this message today need assistance, we're, you know, ready, willing, and able to assist.
I'm curious to get your thoughts. I realize it's probably a little bit early to say exactly how, you know, when, much less if, business will return to something that resembles normal, or what form that will take. And I guess what I'm getting at is this. I'm curious if you have any feel for how much of the customer base that's kind of been dragged kicking and screaming into working from home is likely to embrace that more going forward, since they have the experience and the muscle memory, and maybe are able to realize some of the benefits of that. Curious if you see that and sort of how you see that shaping the security business of the future for your partners.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, great question on that. I think, you know, working remote is likely going to be something in definitely our near future, but also likely longer term. You know, from just an ESET perspective, North America, Canada, and the U.S., you know, I think people have really realized some benefits to working from home. You know, they're cutting down on commute and saving some cost in doing so, you know, potentially being a lot more effective in certain roles. But, you know, I've also heard that folks are eager to get back to the office. So, you know, my thought is it's likely going to be, you know, the new norm, if you will, for a lot of companies, where they realize they can be very effective in having their employees work from home. And, you know, what that might look like is just more flexibility around some of those policies. And from an ESET perspective, I mean, we're going down that path a little bit before this happened. And I think, you know, the employees have proven that, you know, they can be very effective in working from home. And it's just important to continue to collaborate and use, you know, technology to be able to facilitate that.
I've heard from a few partners in some cases who've had to rather quickly move their customer supporting organizations to work from home, and in fact have seen jumps in customer sat as a result. So I mean, I'm sure, and they expressed that some of that is probably goodwill extended given the current situation, but it's at least an early indicator that that, you know, partners as well as customers can be pretty effective in this remote world.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our tech support is moved as well, obviously, into a work from home scenario. It was a little bit of a challenge, I think, to get that set up. Literally, a few people had to take their desktops and their monitors with them in the car. But, you know, very quickly, we had everyone functional, answering queue calls, and really saw no degradation of service at all. So, you know, I applaud organizations that are going that route, and I think they will see an increase in customer satisfaction or employee satisfaction as a result.
Curious what you see as sort of the beyond the initial surge of the opportunities beyond the initial surge of, you know, getting folks up and running and secured, kind of that sober second look maybe at building out the security best practices. And okay, so you all quickly gravitated to, you know, platform X for video conferencing. Is that really your best option in the long term in terms of the security of the product and the ability to wrap services around it? You know, what do you see as sort of those longer term opportunities for partners around making sure their customers are as secure and safe as they need to be in this environment?
Yeah, I think it will be an evolution. You know, obviously people are using different technologies in a much larger way and you know, potentially a different way. And I think what we're expecting is, you know, people will start to look at added layers of protection for their environment. So whether that's like a two-factor authentication or, again, ensuring that their employees are trained to protect themselves against malware and phishing attempts and things. You know, security is something that will be needed going forward. It's obviously needed now. And, you know, we think some of the, call it, you know, auxiliary products are secondary layers of security will be things that the customers are looking at. You know, we're doing, being very active with our partners and customers around renewing their environments and ensuring that they are protected, you know, at least at a minimum, and then engaging in conversations around those added layers, which I think is probably going to be where the most interest is, you know, down the road.
Yeah, makes sense to me. Gentlemen, that's kind of where I wanted to go with this. Anything else you wanted to throw out there, any parting shots for the Canadian Channel community before we wrap up?
No, just thanks, Rob, for allowing us this opportunity to get some messaging out. We are here to help. So if partners are looking for assistance in any way, my email address is Cameron, Cameron.Leetham, Leetham, at ESET.com. You can find us at ESET.ca on the web. Or take a look at the WeLiveSecurity.com site. There's a ton of great blogs, videos. Our researchers do an amazing job in keeping folks informed on the latest threats and ways to protect themselves. So there's a lot of current COVID-19 content that's obviously hitting that website. So we are we're here to help. And thanks again for that opportunity to get our messaging out.
Echo the same thanks, Cam. Thanks for kind of taking the lead on that, and just for I'm certainly available as well. So my email, just for reference, is bob.bonneau at ESET.com, and I'm certainly available as well. Again, I think that Cam did a great job of kind of summarizing our position here. We want to make sure that our partners know that we're here and know that we're open to conversations around how we can continue to support. Especially as the situation remains dynamic and changing. So thanks again for the time, Rob.
All right. All the best to both you and good luck out there. There you have it. Thoughts on securing the suddenly work from home world, courtesy of ESET Canada's Bob Bonneau and Cam Leetham. I'd like to thank Bob and Cam for joining us for the podcast today. Thank ESET Canada for their continuing support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. Hey, how are you doing, and what challenges are you facing during the current pandemic, and what are your top-of-mind issues? We'd love to hear from you if you've got ideas for how we can best serve you and your business, or if you'd like to talk about any aspect of being an IT solution provider in and after the COVID-19 pandemic. Just drop me a line, rob@channelbuzz.ca. I'd love to hear from you. The podcast will be back tomorrow, but before then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the show on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts to be sure you don't miss an episode. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.